Ever wondered why some investors consistently beat the market while others struggle to keep pace with index funds? The secret might be simpler than you think. David Soliomi's Falcon Method represents a disciplined approach to wealth building that helped him achieve financial freedom by age 33. Not through flashy day trading or complex derivatives, but through systematically buying quality dividend-paying companies at attractive prices. The approach has developed a cult following among serious investors who appreciate its blend of quantitative rigor and qualitative wisdom. What makes this approach particularly compelling is its focus on ownership rather than trading. When you buy a stock, you're not just acquiring a ticker symbol, you're becoming a partial owner in a real business. This ownership perspective transforms investing from a speculative activity into a methodical process of acquiring pieces of productive enterprises that can compound wealth over decades. The Falcon Method provides a structured framework for identifying these businesses and purchasing them at prices that maximize long-term returns. When building wealth over decades, nothing outperforms owning pieces of productive businesses. While bonds, CDs, and money market funds gradually lose purchasing power, productive assets create growing value through increasing earnings and prices. Professor Jeremy Siegel's 200-year research demonstrates this conclusively. Stocks multiplied purchasing power by 705,000 times, compared to bonds at just 1778 times and gold at merely 4.5 times in real terms. This pattern holds across different countries and time periods. $10,000 invested in dividend-growing stocks like Johnson & Johnson or Procter & Gamble in 1980 would have grown to several million dollars by 2020, transforming a modest investment into a family legacy. Most people misunderstand investment risk, focusing on short-term price fluctuations rather than permanent capital loss. Historically, stocks have never lost money over any 20-year period when accounting for dividend reinvestment. As Robert G. Allen noted, how many millionaires do you know who have become wealthy by investing in savings accounts? The financial industry complicates investing to justify fees, but stocks simply represent partial ownership in a business and its profits. A company operates as a black box, with money flowing in, revenues, borrowed funds, equity sales, and out, expenses, capital expenditures, acquisitions, debt payments, taxes, and shareholder distributions. Profits take only three paths: dividends to shareholders, share buybacks that increase remaining shares' value, or retained earnings reinvested for growth. The Falcon Method focuses on these visible money flows rather than internal operations. Take Coca-Cola. We don't need to understand every production detail. What matters is their consistent generation of billions in free cash flow, strong balance sheet, and reliable dividends, 59 consecutive years of increases. This perspective reveals that successful investing isn't about chasing hot stocks or technical analysis, but identifying businesses that consistently generate more cash than they consume while maintaining strong competitive positions. The Falcon Method distinguishes itself by focusing on buy and hold investing rather than frequent portfolio turnover. Unlike most quant models requiring annual portfolio overhauls, generating significant transaction costs and tax consequences, this approach emphasizes stability. Why do even sophisticated investors abandon sound strategies during market volatility? When you own companies you don't understand, the natural instinct during market declines is to sell, precisely when you should be holding or buying more. Falcon addresses this psychological challenge by focusing on established companies with proven track records of treating shareholders well. These are businesses you can understand and feel comfortable owning for decades. Market volatility becomes less concerning when your portfolio generates growing dividend income regardless of stock prices. Those quarterly dividend deposits provide tangible evidence that your companies continue operating successfully despite negative market sentiment. The method isn't purely about dividend income, though dividends play an important role. it views consistent dividend payments as a symptom of excellent operations, a signal that the company generates surplus cash reliably while treating shareholders as true partners. What distinguishes consistent outperformance from occasional investment success? A structured process that limits emotional decision-making. The Falcon Method provides this through 5 steps. First, it identifies candidates by focusing on companies with at least 20 years of uninterrupted dividend payments, eliminating over 95% of publicly traded companies and leaving only those with proven business models. Second, it separates quality companies by valuation, identifying those available at favorable historical multiples, positioning investors for potential multiple expansion. Third, the method applies threshold criteria for capital allocation, ensuring companies meet minimum standards for dividend, free cash flow, and shareholder yields to avoid investments during market euphoria. Fourth, surviving stocks are ranked using a weighted multi-factor system derived from the total return equation, balancing current yield with growth potential. Finally, human judgment examines qualitative factors algorithms can't fully capture, including dividend coverage trends, return on invested capital, and cyclicality considerations. The result is a top 10 list of the best current investment opportunities, helping investors overcome the behavioral challenges that prevent most professional managers from beating market indices long term. Imagine finding a Mercedes-Benz in perfect condition at Toyota prices. This is the Falcon Method's goal: premium businesses at discount prices. Warren Buffett calls this the double dip benefit, where investors profit from both business growth and market reappraisal. Total investment return comes from 3 components: dividends, growth, and valuation changes. While dividends and growth drive long-term returns, valuation changes can significantly impact results over 5 to 10-year periods. Historical data shows up to 40% of returns can come from valuation multiple expansion alone. Consider CVS Health. Purchased at a bargain valuation, 10.1x earnings, and sold when the multiple normalized, investors earned 20.6% annually. Yet buying the same company at inflated multiples, 18x earnings, limited returns to just 6.8% despite strong business growth. The Falcon Method doesn't exclude fairly valued stocks. Sometimes great businesses deserve premium prices. But it prevents overpaying, following Buffett's wisdom that it's far better to buy a wonderful company at a fair price than a fair company at a wonderful price. This approach works in all market conditions, helping avoid overpaying in bull markets while identifying unfairly punished quality companies in bear markets, setting up exceptional returns when sentiment improves. The Falcon Method offers a straightforward portfolio approach that eliminates market timing frustrations. Monthly investors should buy the highest-ranked top 10 stocks they own least of, while lump-sum investors should divide capital into 24 equal parts and invest monthly over 2 years using the same principle. Aim for 20-30 equally weighted positions to balance diversification with meaningful impact from each holding. This approach's power lies in its psychological sustainability. Quality dividend-paying companies provide regular income regardless of market conditions, offering tangible evidence of success even during downturns and helping maintain discipline when others panic. The Falcon Method isn't about excitement, but consistently executing a proven process. As Warren Buffett noted, "We continue to make more money when snoring than when active." Financial freedom comes through methodically acquiring excellent businesses at attractive prices and holding them long term.